Hey, it's good to be back in studio at least, and we'll make sure we get back out there. I know Maria's going to get back out there today as well. We got a chance, Bo and I, to visit with Drake London. You'll hear that sound coming up at the top of the next hour. Maria, I know you did some visited with some players yesterday as well. Who did you talk to, and what were your thoughts?
Yeah, we were talking about the Olympics, actually. So I did I did a really fun piece with them. I actually, every single guy that was brought over to me, I said, I'm going to show you an Olympic sport, and you're going to tell me which of your teammates would medal in this sport. And it was actually fantastic. It was so good. Mike Hughes hit a backflip. You heard that correct? Go look at it on my Twitter.
Rhea_Morton.
Yeah, it was really funny. And someone actually sent me a video of Drake London talking to the rest of the media. And he goes, wait a second. Did you just see him hit a backflip over there?
Pause.
So it was hilarious. It was good.
I saw your Twitter handle last night. Dylan sent us a tweet that you had put out. And I think of this exact thing. And are we supposed to call you Rhea? Is that what you go by?
That's a good question. So when I was in college and I was making my Twitter, I think that was in college. I don't really remember. Anyways, Maria Martin is a lot more common than you think. And I didn't want a ton of numbers on the end of my handle.
Yeah, good point.
So I was you know what? Yeah. Let's just chop my name in half.
You can imagine me trying to find the Mike Johnson handle.
It was not exactly.
quick side note. Do you remember what or why you decided to get on Twitter? And do you remember what year it was?
No.
Yeah.
Actually.
What was yours?
Yeah,
I remember exactly the moment.
You know why? Because it was random. Because I was anti social media. I don't do that. Stupid.
Anti social media.
Yes. And I was I was producing Mike Bell and David Pollack. As everyone knows, David Pollack, Georgia player, went on Game Day, and Pollack was like, "Dude, you got to get on Twitter. It's great." He's like, you can see news, blah blah blah. He's like, me and Pollack, he was like a locker room relationship. He's like, come on, moron, get on Twitter. Just get on Twitter. And so I got on Twitter, and
is history.
It was 2009. And then, I became infamous on Twitter in Atlanta sports.
I believe mine was before that. Mine was either 2008 or 2007. It wasn't long after Twitter got off the ground, and I was watching, I want to say, SportsCenter or something on ESPN, and they were like, hey, Shaq has promised to tweet at halftime.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, what's a tweet? And, I'm like looking, I'm like, what the heck is a tweet? And so I'm watching the first half of this game. I don't even remember, where he was playing at the time or what he was doing. But I quickly loaded it up and I follow Shaq. It's like the first person I follow. And then he lets out a halftime tweet and just says, shh.
Like, that's it? That was his first ever tweet?
That was a halftime tweet. I was like, man, the marketing of this guy is absolutely insane.
But did you feel like it was worth it to download the app after you saw that?
First of all, I have a love-hate with Twitter. Okay. I loved it for a long time. We talked about this last time. I got into high school coaching for a few years and completely dropped it. I was I don't have time for this. Then parenting happens and all the other stuff. But getting back on the radio, I love actually getting a chance to interact with people that are listening, which makes it all the more fun, as both of y'all know, getting a chance to communicate. Speaking of communication, I want to get the sound of Zach Robinson yesterday, and let's jump right into this Falcons training camp, even though we might not be live. We will eventually today at 92.9 be your eyes and ears of the Atlanta Falcons in training camp.
Well, we have to go back up there because that's where you left your truck.
That's a great point.
I'm still confused on why you jumped in with me, but I mean, it was okay.
Well, we were both going back to the same place anyways. Zach Robinson yesterday was asked about Tyler Allgeier and his role on the football team.
Yeah, Tyler's going to have a great role in this offense, and he just a guy that just wants to get on the field in any way. And so, Mike Petrie in that room, those guys are so tight, so close-knit that has been from day one, with Petrie. That role clear that you're talking about has definitely been established. And so, you got to pick your spots with him, how much he can get on the field. Flow of the game sometimes dictates that. We can say, hey, you're going to play this amount of snaps. Next thing you're playing the whole game. So football's, a crazy game like that, but certainly Tyler's going to have a big role, and certainly at certain points of the season we're going to be leaning on him.
Maria, I want to start with you on this because I think you, Bo and I sometimes kind of get weighed down in the X's and O's and all this. I think you have a broader pulse kind of on this team. Tyler Allgeier, in a lot of ways, I don't want to say the forgotten man, but just not many people are talking about him. You talk about the first round picks, and you talk about can Kyle Pitts finally, get his numbers with Kirk and Bijan. What's he look like in year two? And Drake kind of taking that. Like, Tyler's like, you forget that 2 years ago he's a 1,000-yard running back, right?
I'm really glad that you made that point, because all I've seen all offseason doesn't include Tyler Allgeier. And I'm like, do you guys forget that he was quietly slightly better than Bijan last year? Yeah. Bijan was the first-round draft pick, and so everybody is looking at him to do everything. But Tyler was consistently very good each game, and obviously that goes with usage as well and the way that they were able to use him in that offense. But I really like to watch how he's developed with the Falcons as well. And it's funny because yesterday in my Olympics questions, I said I let them pick themselves for one thing, and that was my rule, and they couldn't pick themselves again. And Tyler picked rugby for himself, and he said, right. And I said, that's interesting. Why? And he goes, do you see the way I run?
Yes.
And he said, respectfully. Respectfully, yes. that's the way that I run. And so that just brings in my point that he is so underappreciated by a lot of people. And I'm really excited to see what Tyler does.
I got to be honest, but that's one of the best answers I can imagine. I would have picked rugby for him. That's a great answer when you see him get those yards.
Yeah, rugby is the perfect sport for him. I mean, I watched the video of the women's team yesterday getting, I think it was the bronze that they got. And
they did.
And forgive me for not knowing the girl's name, but she flat ran over that other player. I mean, ran over and then just hit the. It was very Tyler Allgeier-esque because, broken tackle and, oh, you didn't think I could run? Watch this. And boom. And that's what Allgeier does. You know, I think that Allgeier wasn't the forgotten man going into last year. But I think after last year, we got a taste of what Bijan can be. And now you've stacked up all these first-round offensive picks, and you've got an offense. You're excited for a new system. You know the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. Let's just put it, the Shanahan family system in a type that they're running. And it just amps you up for what that could be. And so Allgeier just kind of – he's not named in it because he doesn't have that hype around where he was drafted. But not all great players are first-round picks.
No.
I mean, and so I think that – if you think, and I know Zach Robinson hasn't, but if you think Zach Robinson in the world thinks Zach Robinson has forgotten about what he can be, then you're sadly, sadly mistaken.
No, yeah. Listen, we are going to go to break. We're going to catch our breath for a minute. When we come back, we will talk a little more Falcons, and we'll also head into those Braves last night. To borrow a phrase from Bo, good Bryce, bad Bryce, medium-sized Bryce, never know what you're going to get, but Bryce Elder was good last night. We'll talk about those Braves on the other side of the break. This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Be back in a minute.